pay my respects to everybody here for making the effort to come here. Pay my respects to the traditional owners here. I pay my respects to all the brothers that died in the watch house up here and the sisters. I pay my respects to the Doomadgee family, the Boland family down in Gundawindi that's going to go through it next week. And God knows who it's going to be the following week. We've been coming here, and I'm glad that the minister's here. People forget about that island. In 1947, they sent the gunboats in there for our group of black men that were fighting for equal rights, not for mutual obligation. They sent the gunboats in there and they took them brave warriors and their families and their gundus in the middle of the night out of their beds, out of their cots, in chains, and took them off that island because they dared to fight for human rights, for equal rights, for justice, not for the right to get up and wash your face twice a day. We got the same Jackies and Marys that are running off up there talking to Howard, talking to the press saying, yeah, we can live with this mutual obligation. What's the mutual obligation to get paid $150,000 a year? Suck someone's dick. We come here all the time and these fellas put us down all the time. And they come in and they run the middleman on us. It's about time we start saying to them, we don't want no middleman. And the minister, if you're going to run after Johnny Howard, and you're going to run after these other Jackies and Marys that want this mutual obligation, what's the mutual obligation in death and custody? We lay down and let the bastards in your uniforms kick the shit out of us. That's what a mutual obligation is. Each and every one of you, I'm proud to stand as a countryman with you and with the countrymen on Palm and with the countrymen that are going to be there in Gundawindi next week. But you put your hand up here, all you brothers and sisters that have got to hide off these bastards. It's about time we turned it around and we start saying, if we go to jail, go for something that's worthwhile. And the brother up there is right. And the more of us that they pick off one by one, if they come into your home, they come into your community, them old men in 1947, the 67 referendum, gave us our rights. If they want to mutually obligate themselves out of their rights, let them bastards do it. We don't have to go back under no protection act. We don't have to go begging for no mission rations. We don't have to. And we lost enough people that gave us the right to do that here. Whatever happens in this, wherever it goes, I'm proud that you fellas are here. But don't stand by yourselves. If they come in and they take your rights away from you, you stand up and you fight them. And you fight them and you fight them. You go to jail, you make it worth it.
Good on you. Thank you, Coco.